Okay, there it is. My name is Orlando Gonzalez. I'm 17 years old. Today is November 16th, 2017, Thursday. And I'm speaking with Marco, who is a classmate of mine. We are recording this interview in Visalia, California. What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
Oh, you're going to have to give me a second. That's a hard one. Oh, actually, most grateful about life, like the most, what I'm most grateful of?
Yeah.
Probably my older brother, because I look up to him a lot. It's like, it almost feels like my parents both speak Spanish, mm-hmm. and I speak Spanish too, but like not as much, I guess. Mm-hmm. So I guess I talked to him more than I did my parents, so it was like, it's like almost like he raised me.
So that's why you look up to him?
Yeah, that's why.
All right. Can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life? Would you tell me about some of the most important lessons that person taught you?
It would be the same person, my brother.
Someone besides your brother.
Fuck.
Watch your language.
You're gonna turn this in. All right. Anyways, someone beside my brother. Probably some of my closest friends. They always taught me to like be optimistic and I don't know. Always stay true to yourself. Like they never change. We've all been friends since like elementary school, so probably them.
Can you tell me some of your friends' names?
Probably Emmanuel.
Are any of them in our class?
No.
All right. Can you describe one of your happiest moments?
I don't really have a happiest moment, but something that like I always cherish will be like time with my friends, like hanging out. We'd be doing whatever it is, and I'll have the time of my life.
Can you tell me what you guys do often?
Mostly just chill and talk. Just maybe watch movies and laugh together.
After school or during the weekdays? I mean weekends.
Weekends, mostly.
All right. For how long?
A while. Like 6 to 8 hours.
6 to 8 hours, that's a long time. All right, next question. What are you proudest of? Why does it make you feel proud?
Probably proudest of probably like, I don't know, my optimism, because I used to be really down a lot, but now I'm just happy about everything. I always look for the brightest side of everything.
Why do you feel so happy now?
Because I don't look down anymore. Like, I don't know, it's just seeing the brighter side of things is a lot better than seeing the darkest.
What caused you not to be down anymore?
That's actually a good question. I don't know, I just decided to be optimistic, I guess.
One day in your head, you're like, ooh, idea popped in, you know it? Just be happy from now on?
Yeah.
All right. What is one of your greatest accomplishments in life?
Probably getting over like a lot of anxiety. Like, I don't know. I used to be really bad. I used to have my little sister order my food for me at like fast food places and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I still struggle with it sometimes, but not as much as before. Like, I got way better.
How has it affect you?
It affected a lot, because every time I gave a speech in class, I would be shivering like a chihuahua. My palms would sweat, and now I'm just, you know, power through it.
So do you feel better now?
1,000 times better.
Alrighty. Next question. Can you can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Is there a skip button? Because I don't know. I don't really have one.
You know, nothing's ever been difficult for you. Didn't you say your
anxiety? Yeah, but I already mentioned that. So probably just that.
So nothing with your family, someone never died, nothing happened like that, you ever got in a car accident, nothing like that?
No.
Grades?
Oh yeah, grades. I struggled a lot with grades.
Why do you struggle so much?
It's usually math. I just suck at math. I'm not a math person.
What can you do to make yourself better at math?
Try a lot harder, do my homework, study.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea. Maybe you should start doing your homework.
Right.
Next question. Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you ever did in your life?
The dumbest thing. So one time, I was maybe 10 years old.
10 years old, right.
I was hanging out with my neighbor.
Neighbor? How old was your neighbor?
Same age, probably.
Same age.
And I climbed up his tree.
Why did you climb up his tree?
I thought it'd be fun.
Why did you think it was fun?
Can I tell my story? All right, anyways. So I climbed up the tree, and I just needed to pee really bad. And I thought it'd be a great idea to pee off the tree. So I started peeing off the tree, and then as that was happening, one of my other neighbors came, and I guess they were having some sort of barbecue. The second I decided to, you know, piss off a tree, and everyone was just sort of staring at me. I had to get my dad. It's really embarrassing.
All right. Okay, that's it for today.